next-gen Hammer platters promise 80 terabyte hard drives. On February 7th, in PC Magazine by Matthew Humphreys. We're about to get 20 terabyte hard drives, but the path looks clear to scale up to 80 terabytes. As the world's demand for storage continues to grow, so does the need to find the next storage density breakthrough. It looks like one just happened, though, and it paves the way to 80 terabyte hard drives. As Enantec reports, Japanese company Showa Denko KK, SDK, is the world's largest manufacturer of hard drive platters, which are the disks stacked inside each drive to store the data. This week, SDK announced it had improved upon heat-assisted magnetic recording, HAMR, Hammer, technology to allow for next-generation hard drives. Hammer works by temporarily heating the disk material, making it more receptive to magnetic effects. In turn, that allows the writing of data to smaller regions and, therefore, increases the data density per platter. Later this year, Seagate will start shipping 20 terabyte hard drives that use Hammer technology. But SDK is going far beyond that with the promise of its Hammer platters, allowing for up to 80 terabyte drives. Achieving such a massive increase in data density was only possible through the creation of a new type of HD media. SDK worked out a new structure of magnetic layers combined with new ways to control temperature during production. Combine that with the disk constructed of aluminum and thin films of FEPT magnetic alloy, and you get a new platter that has magnetic coercivity several times as high as the existing most advanced HD media, while achieving low noise due to very small crystal grain size and optimized grain size distribution control. Conventional magnetic recording methods today achieve 1.14 terabytes per square inch. But SDK believes its Hammer technology will increase that up to 6 terabytes per square inch. Based on today's 9-platter hard drives, that means an 80-terabyte hard drive is theoretically possible. However, it's not clear what storage density SDK has managed to achieve so far. So while we will get to 80-terabyte drives, we don't know when yet.